But as I think about it, we are all likely struggling with those same challenges. I think it's hard to be a small rural anything these days. I'm not aware of the particulars, but I'm sure there have been no more challenging times for our school system than they are today, with increasing regulation and bureaucracy at the state and national levels and dwindling enrollment locally. No more challenging time for our city and county governments, when the needs of our community always seem to exceed the resources available to provide for them. And no more challenging times for our community's most significant industry, with demand for timber and the value of timberlands at one of the lowest in memory. No more challenging times for the economic development of our community, when employers are really far more likely to leave than to stay, let alone relocate here. And no more challenging times for families in our community trying to raise children in a much different world than we were fortunate to grow up in. And the conversations around the dinner table are much more difficult than we had with our parents. But despite these challenges we all face every day, I think we are fortunate to live in a community filled with remarkable people like we recognize tonight. I know this room is bright with the light of commitment, and I would encourage each of us to follow their examples, who, despite the circumstances, chose to make a difference. In Dr. Nutt's lifelong medical practice, caring for his friends and community in a small South Arkansas town, in Captain Culp's extraordinary service to his country in a dark corner of the world, and Mr. Garlington's quiet dedication in a small business meeting the needs of thousands over the years. So let's strive to make a difference wherever and whenever we find ourselves. And to paraphrase what Dr. Nutt's professor said, we live in a small town. Let's now be sure we stay involved. Thank you.